Testament. You're listening to the Vancouver Media Co-op.
While Americans were remembering the events of September the 11th, the gym at Kirk Hall in Victoria was packed with bookworms from all stripes at the 5th annual Anarchist Book Fair. The Vancouver Media Co-op caught up with London rapper Testament. Testament, how are you?
I'm doing fucking alright, I guess.
And what are you doing here in Victoria right now?
You know, just partaking in the 5th annual Victoria Anarchist Book Fair. Did a show last night for the book fair, and you know, just hanging out here now, trying to get some CDs out to people, tell people what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
You have an amazing array of books and periodicals here. Can you tell me about your info shop?
It's actually not part of an info shop anymore. Like I used to be part of the Empowerment Info Shop. But which is now moving in a different direction. There's a new collective that is changing the info shop from a space where like radical information is distributed to like more of like a radical social center where events can happen, as well as a bike co-op and a silk screening collective and stuff like that. So it's taken on a new life, and now it's just kind of like hit the road and get this stuff out to people, hit the streets with it, you know.
You were at the G20 in Toronto, and you were arrested, and you face some pretty serious charges. Can you talk about why you were arrested and some of the charges that are being kicked down by the system to you?
Yeah, so basically Sunday morning they went out hunting for me, right? They put out a warrant for my arrest the night before, from what I understand. And Sunday morning, as I got in my car, 2 seconds later, surrounded by cops, full out fucking like assault rifles in the face kind of thing. It's like the tactical team. I think it was the hold up squad that came through to us. Like, I mean, they held us, they took us, they fucking processed us, whatever, 3 fucking days in jail. We got out on bail, 20,000 bail, and they're alleging that somehow, some way, we're involved in a conspiracy or something like that. So we're getting charged with conspiracy to commit indictable, counseling to commit indictable, disguise with intent, and I also got breach of conditions for my post-ring charges that I got a little bit before that. So, yeah, I'm facing some serious charges, but from what I understand, a lot of it has to do with our music. They said they're using our music as evidence in court. We'll see how that plays out.
So I understand that you cannot no longer produce new material with your partner, Illogic. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so me and Illogic have non-association conditions for our release. We had to consent that we would no longer, you know, meet, talk, hang out, work on music, do anything. We tried to fight that on the basis that we work together. We're in the process of working on an album together. And they wanted to know basically if we have a record deal, or if like we're like doing this like real pro, if like we have like big money coming in off of it, because then they would consider it. But because it was you know, like we're still in the building process, still in the underground process, you know what I'm saying, that's where we like to be, they didn't think it was worth letting us continue our work. Also, they don't want us doing work, because the whole basis for arresting us was our work. It was like our work is used as this conspiracy, like our music is a conspiracy against the state to them. So we're not allowed to rap anymore together. We're doing our solo shit now, I guess, for the meantime. We're gonna try and challenge these conditions again, appeal them, and try and get back to working on our album.
So you're doing a series of shows in Vancouver next week. Can you talk about the reasons you're doing these shows, other than just to basically express yourself?
I think it's important, you know, for communities to get together and, you know, strengthen our resolve, and, you know, like get prepared for doubling up, because it's like gotta play double or nothing. It's, you know, the focus is there now, and we can't like anarchists, especially like people who are public about their like political opinions, can't retreat into the shadows and be intimidated by our enemies into being silent or into being silenced. I think that I just need to like meet up with people from Vancouver, meet up with people from all across Turtle Island. Specifically this side of the fucking border, because it won't let me into the States anymore. But you know what I'm saying, just link up with as many communities as possible and get each other ready, give each other props, give each other fucking love and respect, and build that fucking movement.
Any final words you want to tell people out there?
Yeah, fuck the pigs.
As your sole duty is to the world, here is my wisdom for you. Selfless duty calls you to sacrifice your own spiritual needs and do whatever it takes to protect the world.
Vancouver Dudley, Co-op.ca.